Title: Immense Science Ride Groove Design Guide for Old School Rave Pressure in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build that immense science ride groove. This is the kind of engineered, rolling top end you hear in classic jungle and drum and bass, where the hats and rides don't just sit on top of the amen, they feel like they're breathing with it, dodging it, answering it, and we're going to do it inside Ableton Live 12 with stock devices. Plus we'll weave in vocal and MC chops as part of the groove, not as a lead vocal. By the end, you'll have an 8 to 16 bar section that's actually usable in a track. Amen backbone, a designed ride layer that adds pressure. Vocal punctuation that feels like rave DNA, and bus processing that glues it like a record. Step 0. Set the lab up clean. Set your tempo between 165 and 174. I'm going to aim at 170 BPM, because it's the sweet spot for a lot of old school energy, and it still translates to modern rollers. Drop your amen break into an audio track and make sure warping is on. Start with warp mode set to beats. Preserve transients. That's usually the right starting point for breaks because it keeps the hits punchy. We're not trying to time stretch the soul out of it. Then open the groove pool. And quick mindset note, we'll use groove lightly. The science here mostly comes from micro timing decisions, velocity hierarchy, and movement with filters and dynamics. Not from slapping a groove template on and hoping it becomes jungle. Now step 1. Prep the amen like a specimen. Right-click the amen and slice to new MIDI track. Choose transient slicing, one-shot slices, and it'll drop into simpler. Now you've got the break as playable slices, which is huge because it gives you control. Duplicate that sliced MIDI track so you have two layers. Name them Amen Main and Amen Top Control. Amen Main is your full range engine. Put a Q8 first. High pass around 30 Hz. Steep enough to clear the nonsense but not so steep you thin it out. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 400 by 1 to 3 dB. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch very low. Boom very careful. In jungle, the break shouldn't be your sub. Let the bass line own the sub world. Then add glue compressor. Gentle settings. 2 to 1 ratio, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto and you're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is just cohesion, not flattening. Amen top control is your controllable fizz. EQ 8, high pass around 250 to 400 so it's mostly upper energy. Optional tiny shelf boost around 7 to 10 kHC if it needs air. Then saturator with soft clip on, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. And then auto filter, because this layer is where we'll automate movement later. What you've just done is important. You split the amen into body and punch versus managed brightness. That makes everything easier when we start adding rides, because you can steer top-end pressure instead of it turning into sandpaper. Step 2. Build the Science Ride layer. Create a new MIDI track called Science Ride. Load a drum rack and choose a few top-end sources, a metallic ride that's fairly short, a bright open hat, and a tiny tick hat or even foley that's extremely short. You don't need 10 layers. One solid main texture plus one tiny tick layer is often enough. Now program a 1-bar clip to start. Use a 1/16 grid for placement, but don't let the grid bully you later. Start with foundation hits on every 1/8 note, so you get that constant forward motion. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. Then add ghost ticks on selected 1/16 offbeats. Classic placements are like 1E, 2A, 3E, 4A. Don't do all of them at once. Pick 2 or 3 per bar. The goal is syncopation, not a sewing machine. Now here's the first real amen science rule. Build the ride around the amen transient map, not around the grid. Solo amen main. Listen for two things, the snare peaks and the little internal hat flurries inside the break. Mentally mark where the amen is already screaming in the highs. Your ride layer should avoid duplicating those loud amen highs. If your ride hits land exactly on amen hat bursts, you don't get pressure, you get sandpaper. So when you place those ghosts, aim for call and response. Around the burst, not on top of it. Next, velocity shaping. This is not optional. This is the groove. Set your main 1/8 ride hit somewhere around velocity, 70 to 95. Ghost ticks live down at 18 to 45. That difference is the whole illusion. If everything is the same velocity, it becomes typewriter hats and the vibe dies. Also, make it phrase-based. Instead of one bar that loops forever, think 4 bars. Bar 1 is plain. Bar 2 adds a few ghosts. Bar 3 shifts the microtiming slightly later. Bar 4 has a tiny pre-fill push. Then duplicate those 4 bars to make 8, and change only 2 or 3 notes in bars 5 to 8. Old school rollers feel loop-based, but they're never identical for long. Now micro timing. This is where the pressure becomes physical. Nudge some ghost notes late by 5 to 12 milliseconds. That creates a laid-back swing, without feeling like a shuffled hip-hop groove. Then pick a few pickup ticks and nudge them early by about 5 to 10 milliseconds, especially leading into snares or phrase changes. That creates urgency. In Ableton, select the notes and use Alt and Arrow to nudge. And be surgical. If you nudge everything, you lose your anchor and the groove wobbles. Extra coach trick. Use negative space accents. Every bar or two, remove one expected 1/8 hit, often on 3 and or 4 and. Then place a quiet ghost tick right after the gap, that little missing tooth, and recovery makes the groove feel like it's leaning forward. If you want an advanced variation, try the two-lane ride idea. Lane 1 is your steady 1/8 anchor, perfectly consistent. Lane 2 is only ghosts, nudged late by 5 to 15 milliseconds, low velocity. Group them and process together. You get stability plus swagger, without messing up the main pulse. Step 3. Process the ride like it's part of the break, not a separate instrument. On the Science Ride track, start with EQ 8. High pass somewhere around 500 to 900 Hz. We want this layer to live up top and stay out of the break's body. If it's harsh, do a narrow dip around 3 to 5 kHz, 1 to 3 dB. Then maybe a gentle shelf at 10 to 12 kHz if it truly needs air. Then add roar in Live 12, or saturator if you want it cleaner. With roar, start with tape or warm. Keep the drive small. You want density, not fuzz. Mix around 30 to 60%. Use the tone controls to keep it bright, but not painful. Now auto filter for movement. Filter type HB12 or BP12. Set the frequency depending on the source. If you're high passing, you might be around 1 to 3 kHz. If you're band passing for presence, maybe 4 to 8 kHz. Add a tiny envelope amount, like 5 to 15%. This is subtle. Think alive, not wobble. Map the cutoff to a macro so you can automate it in arrangement. Now sidechain compression. Make the ride breathe with the break. Put a compressor on the ride. Enable sidechain, and choose Amen Main or your snare bus as the input. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. That's it. If it pumps like EDM, you've gone too far and you'll lose jungle continuity. Then utility at the end. You can widen to about 110 to 140%, but check mono. A little width makes it exciting, but too much width makes it disappear in mono and makes your whole top end feel detached. Set the gain so the ride sits behind the snare transients. The snare has to win. Quick reality check. Turn your monitoring level way down. If the ride still dominates at low volume, it's too loud or too bright. If it disappears entirely, don't just crank gain. Add density first with saturation or parallel bite, then level it. Optional sound design hack. Dynamic deharshing without a de-esser. Add multiband dynamics on the ride. Focus on the high band around 4 to 10 kHz and compress gently so it just stops spitting. The goal is you forget it's there until you bypass it and suddenly your ears hurt. Step 4. Bring vocals into the groove as percussion. Old school rave pressure often comes from tiny vocal punctuation, not long phrases. Think like a drummer with an MC's mouth. Pick a short vocal. Classic words like ready, come again, move your body, junglist, or record your own. Warp it on. Use Complex Pro so it stays intelligible and you can nudge formants slightly, minus 10 to plus 10, just to give it character. Now slice it to a new MIDI track by transients so it becomes playable chops. Here's the key. Treat chops like percussive consonants. In simpler, shorten the start and end so you mostly hear the T, K, P, S energy, with a tiny tail. Those consonants sit like drum hits. Full vowels sit like a mini a cappella and mask your snares. Placement. Make the vocals answer the groove. In a two-bar loop, put tiny stabs on the end after the snare, like 2 and 4 and. Also use pre-drop pickups. Last 8th note of bar 8 or 16. Keep them short. They should flicker like texture, not wash the drums. Process the vocal chops to live in the break. EQ 8 high pass around 150 to 250. Dip 2 to 4 kHz if it's biting. Add saturator with soft clip-on. Drive 2 to 5 dB. Then echo. Try 1/8 or 1/16 sync. Feedback 10 to 25%. Filter it so the echo doesn't add mud or hiss. High pass the echo up to 500, low pass down to 6 to 8 kHz. Keep the mix modest, like 8 to 18%. Then short reverb, decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds, mix 5 to 12%, advanced control move, Build a telephone rave macro. Put the vocal in an effect rack and map a bandpass filter frequency and resonance, saturation drive, and a small range of echo feedback to one macro. Now you can automate one knob for intensity and keep it musical. Step 5. Make it old school in arrangement. Pressure is storytelling. Let's do a 16-bar plan that feels like a DJ-friendly phrase. Bars 1 to 4. Amen plus minimal ride. Just the 1/8 anchor. Keep it clean. Let the break speak. Bars 5 to 8. Introduce ghost ticks and subtle filter movement on the ride. Maybe tiny filter feints. Open the filter for one beat, snap back, later open again. Those fake outs create momentum before you even add layers. Bars 9 to 12. Bring in the vocal chops, call and response. Slightly louder rides, but not brighter. If you want it heavier, add saturation density and keep the peak level similar. Bars 13 to 16. Science ramp. Automate the ride filter to open a bit over those bars, and consider a classic half-bar break edit before bar 16. Then a quick vocal shout into the turnaround. Turnaround trick at bar 16. Mute the amen for an eighth to a quarter note. Let the ride plus a vocal echo tail hang for a moment. Then slam the amen back in on the one. That's warehouse drop in energy. It's simple, but it works every time when the timing is right.